Thanks very much, Cathal. Borbia says that the value of exports of food and drink from Ireland last year was over 9 billion euro for the first time. Meat and livestock made up a third of exports, followed by drinks and seafood, with growth in exports led by Asia, Africa and North America. It says the prospects for exports this year are positive, especially for beef. We're joined now by Borbia's chief executive, Aidan Cotter. Aidan Cotter, exports up by 2 billion euro or 28% on 3 years ago. How was that achieved?
This is a very robust performance by the industry in what were sometimes very challenging conditions. It was achieved in the context of global food commodity prices falling by 8% below the levels of the previous year. As well as that, there were falls in volumes in key categories such as beef, and also milk deliveries were down. And it all happened in the context of a very weak consumer spending pattern right across the UK and Europe, which accounts for 70% of our exports.
So with all this talk of things going downwards, how did exports themselves actually grow by this percentage?
Well, the performers in the current year were, in last year, were of course the meat and livestock sector. The seafood sector also grew strongly, as did beverages. But perhaps the most notable achievement for the industry was the continued growth in sales into the international marketplace outside of the European Union. They grew last year by 9%, which builds on 20% growth in the previous year. Exports grew to Asia, to Russia, to Africa, to North America. But Asia is particularly notable, and of course economic growth conditions are very strong in that region. And today, exports to Asia are 75% higher than they were 3 years ago.
And what kind of Irish things are being sent to that huge market that is Asia?
Well, dairy exports, beverage exports, pork exports, of course, are very important into the Chinese market.
And
seafood exports also, of course, grew strongly, and international markets grew by 50% in that context there. High volumes due to access to higher quotas and higher pelagic prices, and Asia again played a role.
And do you have any areas for concern in terms of exports to Asia?
No, I think that the industry is very well positioned for the period ahead, and we asked exporters in our December survey about their view of the year ahead. 8 out of 10 expect to increase their sales. Two-thirds expect to increase their profitability. So the industry is very well positioned for the year ahead.
What's the recession taught Borbia about consumer lifestyles?
Well, consumers clearly are searching for value when their incomes come under pressure. But there's a certain ambiguity perhaps as well in consumer behaviour, because there's a trend towards supporting local, and that's not just here in our own domestic market environment, but also in markets throughout Europe. Equally, there's a tendency to indulge occasionally and to go for treats which are within income possibilities.
And in terms of the reach of exports, you mentioned, or you've picked out Asia, Africa, North America. What about broadening the reach of Irish exports? Is that something that Borbia is concentrating on for the next year?
Well, I think the African region is a very interesting one, bearing in mind that the world's population will grow by 2 billion people over between now and 2050. 1 billion of those will be in Asia. 1 billion of those are in Africa. The industry exports €500 million euro worth of food and drink exports into the African region. And I think that is a particularly interesting area for the industry into the future.
Weather was a big factor last year in terms of hitting Irish farmers. With the winter that's been quite mild so far, what do you think, how do you think it's going to turn out?
Well, weather conditions in particular affected milk deliveries, down by 2.5% last year. We expect that farmers will meet their quota possibilities in the coming number of months. So that should lead to a recovery of maybe 3% in milk volumes, and that should again position the dairy industry for growth on top of more stable prices for the year ahead.
Okay, Borbia Chief Executive Aidan Cotter, thanks very much for joining us here in studio this morning. Elsewhere, Grafton Group says its revenue for last year was 2.17 billion euro. That's almost 6% higher than in 2011, with trading stronger towards the end of the year. In a trading update, it says that while there was growth in the group's UK merchanting business, the decline in its Irish merchanting business slowed. And on the currency markets this morning, the euro is trading at $1.30.88 and 81.51 pence.